when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. We are back to talk about Survivor 47, and I am joined by Kelly
Bandian of Survivor 45.
Oh my god. All right. So we're here at the final eight, narrowing it down, and I mean, this was going to be interesting because we just lost Gabe, and we knew that Sue and Caroline were going to have a very hard talk. How did you think this was going to go, Kelly?
Honestly, I have thought, like, I know that it's like the writing's on the wall for Kyle a little bit. Like, when you win, not only did he win so much, but he was also a part of this majority alliance that had the numbers for so long. Like, that, I think it was going to be hard for him to escape. Really, the only possibility for him was this, like, mounting threat of Genevieve, which I actually thought was, like, such a great point, and is how I kind of view Survivor. But I don't, when Kyle didn't win, I was like, oh, I don't know how he could sneak his way out of this one.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna happen. I mean, okay, so I don't know what side you're on in the Sue versus Kyle of it all.
I'm on the side of it's funny and it's entertaining.
Exactly. But this man keeps bringing up his personal life, and Sue just keeps rolling her eyes.
Yeah, she hates it.
I mean, was him talking about his family and growing up poor kind of also doesn't help his case at this point?
I guess there's, the way you present yourself in general is very important. And I think when you're somebody like Kyle, there's like a line you walk there. Like, even if I think about like Suri, I feel like suffers from this same like perception of just being like so, not only so lovable, but playing for her family, blah, blah, blah. And like, no matter how far she gets, she always gets sniped. So even if Kyle won out, like, that also could have been a problem for him. It's like you can never be too likable, which is a little frustrating because I think Survivor ultimately should be a game about your social ability and your and strategy kind of like intersecting. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the new era, it's pretty impossible to just do that.
That's a bold comparison. Kyle has Suri energy.
Like, not even like Suri energy, but I think it's more just like the they share us, that's a problem that
yeah.
they share. But for Kyle, he also has this I'm an insane immunity beast, so
sure.
That like it kind of like is it maybe inconsequential, it's like consequential for Sue because she does not like this for whatever reason, but like I think his immunity threat is so big that like yes, maybe he could have like been a little less about this, but at the same time, like if you're not authentic to yourself, then people notice and feel it. So if this is who Kyle is, like, you know, you can't really fault him for kind of, like, living that truth out there, right?
Right, right. Let's talk about Sue and Caroline. Now, first of all, before this, which I thought was also very interesting, is that Rachel actually gets to Sue first. Sue, and, you know, was just, Sue says, happy it wasn't me, which is what you're supposed to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, Rachel and Sue must be close.
Yeah, I know they kind of, like, teased, like, I guess, like, a couple weeks ago now that, like, I feel like at the beginning of this, like, Girls Alliance, that was the last time I feel like I've seen maybe Rachel and Sue have, like, a one-on-one convo. But, yeah, this was, like, a slightly out of left field. But I'm guessing just, like, maybe Sue was not in the mood to speak to Caroline and doesn't really have a lot of other like close connections out there. So it makes sense. Like, I think it's hard maybe to edit a really social player that I think like Rachel is, where it's not like some overt charisma, but it's just like sort of like general likability and comfort when you're around that person. So
for sure.
Maybe that's why Sue kind of like went to her. 'Cause I'm just like, okay, this is the kind of person that you feel like you can talk to when you're kind of having like a bad moment, which is great for Rachel. But it ended up being fine for Caroline. I think she really saved herself.
Look, I knew Caroline was a talker when she went back with her vote after that one jury and Teenie was going to tribal, okay? I was like, they didn't show what Caroline said to her, but there was no reason why Caroline should have gone back with that vote. She must be a talker.
Yeah.
So she tells Sue's like, you know, I don't hate you. It's not like I don't like you. And it's like, that's a crazy
part. Not like you're Kyle. Yeah.
So, Caroline's, no, we gotta talk.
But I loved what she said. I even, like, tweeted, like, a picture of this, because this is just sort of, like, a mantra that I love, that I believe in Survivor, is, like, she said, I will go home earlier and play my game, then make it to the end feeling like someone carried me.
Yeah.
And I think it's very tempting in the new era to be carried if you can, if you get in this, like, position of, like, no one's perceiving me as a threat. But it's also, like, Caroline was in this position of, like, she's sort of, like, this number two, I guess, in terms of most strategic on Tuku. Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, who wants to be that? Like, you're not getting the credit, and you're not the person that you're going to get dragged to the end. That's, like, almost the worst spot, right? Like, either you want to get the credit and make it to the end and win, or you're going to get taken to the end and, I don't know, maybe you can make something up at Final Tribal Council. I think that's very hard. But, yeah, I thought that was great. I think Caroline is, like, always having these, like, very sly, quiet, but, like, poignant moments and lines. Mm-hmm. Even, like, what she, like, highlighted tonight at Tribal, even though it's ultimately Genevieve's quote, I was, like, I just feel like she's very observant.
And too slick.
Yeah.
She too slick. I was like, I thought for sure that Genevieve was going out when she started quoting Genevieve to Genevieve. But
yeah, that's so funny though. Like, Caroline, way to like friggin' gas up Genevieve at her lowest moment. Like, I was like, okay, I kind of like that. I was like, that's impressive.
It's very impressive. So maybe it's like, maybe that would have been more salt in the wound if Genevieve did go home that night. It's like, ugh. But maybe because Caroline was so secure that she wasn't going, she's doing that. But next time, though,
Yeah, Genevieve is always going to be, like, it just seems like she's just always going to be on the chopping block. And this is just how the season is, right? Like, it's very fun, the fluid play. Like, I really enjoyed that. But that now you kind of have this, like power vacuum where you have, like, usually in Survivor, there's at least a few people who have, like, maybe had control for a while, whatever, or a group, and, like, there's nothing like that this season. It is extremely all over the place in the merge specifically, so I don't know. You never know. Genevieve could skate by just on that, but I do think she's in constant trouble.
She is in constant trouble, but right now she's not. She did get in trouble later. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
But another aspect to Carolyn's game is that she also opens up about her ADHD and how it has made her feel dumb in the past. So this is also a big part of it. And Sue's that generation that is like, yes, woman power, as in I was like the first woman to do this thing and therefore I am a badass.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she has to, like, see that energy and other women to also respect it. Because at first she was like, you're disloyal. But I think when Caroline did talk about, actually, I'm not going to be behind.
Yeah, I want to own my game. I'm not going to. Yeah. I think you're totally spot on there.
That's
a
hard line to toe with that generation. So good on Caroline.
Yes. She's great.
Let's talk about this posse.
The underdogs here.
The so-called, I don't think they're underdogs, do you?
I think, like, on paper, in the game, they feel that way. Yeah, because, like, they haven't had, like, the power until now, I guess, right? It's like this is the uprising of the people who've had less. I think Caroline maybe is a little outlier in this group because she's definitely had, like, strategic control or at least known what's going to happen pretty much every time. But because she, I don't know, I think finally, like, takes an L, I guess. She gets to be in this group. Great for her. Again, I think this is, like, all good episode, good positioning for Caroline. But, yeah, you know, I think that this makes sense for everyone in this group pretty much. So there's no reason that they shouldn't have stuck together this time.
For those who aren't watching, we're talking about the group, which is Sue, Caroline, Teeny, Andy, and Rachel. Also, Sue, I'm like, I don't know. Even someone tried to I'm not going. I have to figure out what I want to say on Blue Sky because I do not want to say skeet.
I know. Same. I'm like, I've been blue skying. I'm like, that doesn't sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But someone was like, oh, like Sue's giving one vote finalist. And I'm like, I don't believe so. You think a woman like her age who has been like the one person to go up against Kyle over and over, and like Caroline, she was very close to Gabe, who was mm-hmm. also a huge threat and protected. I think most castaways, if you get to the final three, I think there's an argument they can make to at least get one. I never like pinning any of them as a, like a no vote.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I think it's like you kind of have to think about how the jury's going to vote because ultimately I think Sue will probably be able to make it far. There's no reason that she should be going. But, right, like, her ability to win the game is going to be based on players respecting her gameplay, which right now I'm not sure she has. Now, it's only Final Eight, and I think, like, very much in especially a new era Survivor, you can make your move and make your mark once at 6, 7, or 5, and that can be enough to win you the game. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it. And so if this jury is going to vote very gameplay-wise, which I would think they would skew that way this season. Like 46, I was like, oh, I'm not really sure. Some people are going to be emotional. Some people are going to be strategic-based. This season, I think, is going to be a little bit – they're very gamey, so I think they're going to vote very game-wise. But you can make the argument that if there are people who really care about Sue or feel like their game, they invested their game in Sue, then she could get their votes. Like, maybe she could get Gabe. Maybe she could get Kyle. Well, probably not Kyle. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, someone who she played the game long-term with and they felt very connected to her. And or you can also have a jury member make an ego vote, right, where they're like, I helped Sue get there, so I'm going to vote for her, right? So it's hard to say, like, with 100% doubt, oh, they're going to have no votes. But
yeah.
Right now, I think it would be hard for her to beat most people, to be honest.
Yeah. That's fair. I think Genevieve needs to go out. I think even Caroline would help her.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you're – I mean, because I think if you, like, have Caroline and Sue both there at the end, Caroline looks like the more strategic Tuku who was left, so I think she gets the more of the credit for moves and et cetera.
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but Gabe also is a huge, seems to be supporter of Caroline, because in his exit interviews, he said every time he had a plan, he was telling Caroline first, and that was most likely the downfall of his game, not Sue. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, I do think that is actually, probably very self-aware of Gabe there. Like, I think he, in the game, maybe lacked a little bit of understanding of how dangerous Caroline could be, and that was his Achilles heel. Because she does have a... He kind of was like, oh, I got these girls. And it's like, well, maybe.
So, okay, one other thing that happens at this well with this group, basically, someone throws out Genevieve, and Sue stutters. Sue's like, because they were like, you want Genevieve, right? And she's like, let's
go. Sue was like, I'm obsessed with Kyle, and he has to go.
So that was very interesting. I know she's obsessed with Kyle, but I'm also like, is there something there with Genevieve that we're not seeing? I don't know. Meanwhile, the biggest threats,
supposedly, are
talking. That's Kyle, Sam, Genevieve. Can I just be very honest?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think Sam's as big of a threat as he thinks he is. But
I'm even confused by, like, other people sort of labeling him that way. I think that he has, like, this ability to sway people a little more, and he's a little bit more, like, in the way that, like, Genevieve, like Rachel was saying, like, oh, Genevieve is playing. Like, she's approaching me with a plan. I think Sam acts like this. You know, he did, like, a couple weeks, it was like maybe 2 weeks ago, like, with the Saul vote and everything, I feel like he, like, tries to take charge, mm-hmm. and you feel that about his energy, and so that is what gives him this, like, moniker, whereas, like, he's really had no power the entire merge, frankly.
No.
Definitely, like, to me, the most strategically threatening player left is by far and away Genevieve, and then the most physically threatening player is Kyle, and Sam is, like, I don't know, maybe he could have branded himself more of an underdog than he does, but it's hard, you know, you don't want to be branded too much of an underdog, because if you get to the end, no one's going to vote for you. So it's a really hard line to walk. But I thought this was a very interesting conversation, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you have to be a little more self-aware, and that's, I think, what I'm thinking of with Sam. It's like, how self-aware are you actually? Because you're self-aware enough that you didn't want to give up your shot in the dark because mm-hmm. all these people aren't working with you.
Yeah.
But now it seems like you forgot that, and all of a sudden you're buddy-buddy with Kyle and Genevieve.
Yeah. And he, in the beginning of the merge after Sierra goes, he was kind of like talking to Andy, talking to Rachel, being like, oh, like, we're screwed now. Like, we're on the bottom. Like, we can... He had this idea of this underdog thing first. He's like, let's be the bottom players rising up. And now he's somehow, like, gotten himself out of that. Not on purpose. Like, that's not where he wants to be. But, you know, it's... I think I hear what Genevieve's saying. Like, this is another thing that, like, when you're somebody who gets labeled, like I was, you know, you really do... You have to play with other threats. You have absolutely no option. Unfortunately for Genevieve, there's very few left. So, and that's just sort of the way they've just kind of taken these big shots at like a Gabe. And, you know, even like Sierra or Saul, like we didn't really get to see their full potential maybe, but I think like they had more of like a obvious presence, right? Whereas like everybody else who's playing, like I think Rachel's very threatening, I think Caroline's very threatening, but it's in like a sneaky way. So I don't it's going to be tough for Genevieve, I think, because but I love what she said, because I think she's spot on, and that's how I tried to play the game.
Yeah that's very fair. The other things that are going on, I was kind of worried. I think this episode at least did a good job of like spreading the love, therefore you don't know who's getting set up to fall, because Andy gets a whole thing about bragging, like, I'm the closest person with everyone left, and I'm like, no, Andy, I'm trying to keep my bisexual as long as I can. And then we have, I think, Genevieve talking about, you know what, I have tried not to be close with any of these people. Deshaun's talking about, I trusted you. Yeah. And I love that when he said that, she just, like, she had no emotional reaction. That's, but apparently so that has stayed with her all these days.
Yeah, that I said, that's like what flipped the switch for her.
Uh-huh. So very interesting. And I think one more person, we like learn more about Caroline, but I noticed that everyone's getting a backstory. So I'm like, okay, still not sure who can go home. Then we have a journey. I can't believe we have a journey at this point.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. This has got to be one of the latest solo journeys ever, I think.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Would you even want to go? Everyone seemed to be like, I don't want to go.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm like so anti-journey. Like I every single time we had one, I was like, I'm out. I automatically took myself out of the running. And the only one I got sent on was, like, Reba was like, go. Like, they picked me. I was, like, so upset to go. I did not want to go. I think that you're just, like, a threat. You could lose your vote very easily, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, worked out great for Rachel. I mean, look, another good one for Rachel.
Rachel is the luckiest, one of the luckiest players in the new era.
It is crazy. I the Saul thing, this, and her idol clue in the auction.
Look, she is killing it. I don't know. She just got that juju on her.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just have the magic dust around them. Like, the fairy godmother is looking down.
Yeah. So, basically, everyone's turning it down. Rachel's like, I could go. They end up pulling rocks. Do they provide rocks? I've never noticed this.
No, they do not. I think they did this in anticipation of them, of no one wanting to go. Okay. That would be my guess on production's point. Because, yeah, not the pre-merge journeys, none of them had rocks. They were just like, pick who goes. And we ended up doing, like, rock, paper, scissors. And I don't remember what we did for the other one.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was just like, okay, who wants to go? Let's figure it out our own way. Or, like, people would find sticks or whatever. Yeah. People have done that. Never have gotten rocks. I think they predicted that there might be people who would be like, no way. And then they were like, well, if everyone says no, we're going to force them to do the journey.
Yeah. I don't know if they provided it or it was like leftover paint, because I always have to remember.
Yeah, I think they provided it, because it said in the note, it was like, if you don't, no one wants to go, you're drawing rocks.
Got it.
Oh, and you can't make a consensus choice. That's what they said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So basically, she gets it. She goes, I kind of already knew this was going to work in her favor just based on her luck history.
I know, but right?
This one, we played Jenga earlier. Now, someone on the Survivor game team was like, what if we had a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
And it was just balls. And
this is like such a classic like logic puzzle. I actually practiced this exact type of thing before I went. And it's never, this exact one has never been on Survivor, but a very similar one was on, I think it was Ghost Island. Oh, no, it was Heroes Hustlers. Like Chrissy won it, I think. It was like a turntable with balls. Same concept. And I was like, gosh, damn it. I wish this was on mine. But, like, it's, like, a kind of a classic. I do like the puzzle, actually. Like, that was kind of cool. I thought that was fun.
Nice. You have that Survivor history. And while I was watching it, I just play mobile games.
Yes, it's so bad.
It's all of those that you get ads for. That's, like, good for your brain. Literally.
But let me tell you, I also, like, looked online. I was like, what should I do before I train for Survivor? And I remember Sandra had posted something at one point being like, these were my favorite puzzle apps. And I downloaded all of them. And it was not this exact thing, but it was a similar, like, sort colors. Yep. You have to do this, like, move them in between, like, various different, like, columns. I was like, Sandra knew. She was on it.
Sandra is good.
The experience.
So this queen has to drop. I didn't know she had to start it off by like pushing over the window.
I know.
That's so mean.
Hustle back the puzzle.
So she pushes it. First, she's not trying to look, solve it. And basically, if you get all the colors, you can release the advantage. It cuts close. But then at some point, they weren't even cutting to her anymore. I'm like, she already solved it.
Yeah, they might have made it a little more. Who knows? I think they like a little movie magic on the closeness of the challenge.
They do, but she was still like kept. She was like, "I'm not gonna look," and then looks. And I'm like, "No!"
I don't know how you don't look. Like, oh
I
my
know.
God.
And you hear it. I was like, "No, she hears it."
Every puzzle I ever did, I was like always looking at the other team. Like, "Oh crap!" I can't stay focused.
Yes, you gotta check. Now, after this, we gotta tell a story, and that's truly the hardest part. Rachel basically tells everyone back at camp how the whole thing works, and then she waits until she's with Sue and Caroline, and she says, I gotta block a vote. So Sue's feeling very good. She's like, you know what? Gabe told me about his beware advantage, and I trusted him. And Rachel's like, well, I'm believing it because I didn't know about any of that. But also someone pointed out on Blue Sky, they're like, both Sue and Rachel have idols, and they did not tell each other. At least we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think either of them have told anyone, except I guess theoretically Caroline is still
Caroline
keeping Sue's secret, which is so maybe that can repair the relationship there, I guess. But yeah, that's kind of ironic, isn't it, from Sue?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think we're seeing like many possible. We've already seen Caroline betray Sue once. I wonder if the final betrayal will finally be outing like the idol. I don't know.
Could be. It could be. Or it could be like. It wouldn't surprise me if, like, I feel like maybe Gabe was like, oh, I underestimated Caroline. Like, maybe Caroline sort of, like, maybe not even underestimates Sue, but, like, thinks she has Sue and then doesn't when, you know what I mean? Like, that could happen because I think people are, I don't know, maybe Caroline can keep up her, like, low threat level, which I'm, like, very impressed with. But I think she's, eventually, I feel like people are going to be like, oh, this girl's a gamer. Like, you know, her and Rachel, I think they're eventually going to get caught on and how they can push through. Like, if they do take out Genevieve and Sam, like, then they got to be the top dogs.
Well, remember, Rachel was scared beforehand because people already started eyeing her.
Yes, right at the beginning of the merge, right.
Yeah, so luckily she was able to fade in the background, but, yeah, who knows how long that memory is of Rachel's threat level.
True.
So, other than that, I think we have some more talking going on. So basically Rachel also tells Teenie and Andy. Teenie's like, I love my trio. So Rachel's in two trios.
Yeah, this was very good for Rachel. I was watching this. I was like, my God, this is like the dream.
Yes, and then Rachel's just combing the beach for something, and then Genevieve approaches her and is like, "So if Kyle wins, how do we feel about taking out someone that we're dragging, like Andy and Sue?" And Rachel's just like, "I'm open to that." And this
If
is when
someone's
I
not
learned.
open to that, it's never really good, I feel.
Yeah, you think Genevieve picked up on it?
I think so probably, but I don't know. At the end of the day, like, I don't really know what else Genevieve could have done other than like try to get Rachel to think her own threat level was just as high as like Genevieve's and Sam's, and that like eventually she's gonna go. Like, that might be the other possible addition to add to that strategy, but like, yeah, I don't know. I think Genevieve probably picked up on it, but who knows? It's still like kind of preliminary. I think that was pre-immunity challenge, so it's still those conversations are a little less like if things are happening and we're making real plans. It's sort of just more like groundwork laying. So,
Yeah, but good on Rachel for running it back to Andy, and Andy's like, "Dragged? I haven't been dragged in a second." Actually, Andy, this is a good thing. Actually, let's keep the perception just a little bit longer. Okay.
It's funny though, he does sort of have the realization later on. He's like, I can't be too much. Like, he knows he needs to flip the perception, which is very key, I think, for him to give himself a good possibility to the end there.
For sure, for sure. Let's get to this immunity challenge. Now, I almost thought we were talking so much before this. I almost thought they were gonna whip out the loved ones.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would have been nice. No, they never.
Never.
It's gotta be soon, the letters at least.
Has to be. But no, Kyle talks about his background. Sue, I think, do too. But this is the immunity challenge where we are going to spell immunity and balance it on a board, holding a rope, going back and forth. And oh my gosh, I wonder how long this took because it seemed to take
They
forever.
dropped a lot.
They did. They did. I was rooting
This is hard though.
so hard for Teenie with
I
Teenie.
know. Oh, I was crushed. I really wanted Teenie to win. Teenie probably has my favorite like personality of the group, and I just feel like they really like feel warm, and I was like, "Oh, I want Teenie to have a W." You know, a lot of L's, and I want them to have a W, but oh,
That would
close.
have meant so
That
much.
would have been so cute. Oh
And even
man.
Sue, because I think at that point Kyle dropped. Teenie was in the lead and Sue was
Yeah, and then Sue
cheering.
was technically, yeah, next.
As long as it's not Kyle, Sue
It
is
would have
like
been really
cheating.
poetic for Sue to win immunity the week Kyle went home. Too bad.
That would have been just
Almost happened
too
last
good.
week. He was so close.
Very true. Very true. So we're going back and forth. We're going back and forth. And you know what? Our girl Rachel, our girl Rachel pulled out that W. I absolutely love this for her. And basically, everyone is drooling, but especially Sue, to vote out
Oh yeah, she's like frothing at the mouth. She's ready to go. She's been patient though, you know? Like,
some way. I don't know how
honestly,
patient.
I'm surprised we didn't get more like vitriolic, annoyed Sue confessionals about Kyle. You know, I expected her to be doing like a dance in her confessional, being like, "Kyle didn't win," and it was like a little more chill than I expected.
I think there probably was, but I think also producers really love Kyle because of that ending.
True, 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 true.
So we're not dancing on a family man's grave today. So
True.
now we're talking about what we're gonna do. Basically, Teenie shuts down Genevieve and Sam, who are like, "Hey, you should change your vote from Kyle." Teenie's like, "Yeah, I'm not doing
I know,
that."
literally, like, absolutely not. Which was, you know what? Teenie finally got some sway in this game, so you could throw it around.
Insulting. Genevieve, you've turned on Teenie how many times? Sam, how often do you even talk to Teenie?
I know, I've never even seen them really have a one-on-one convo, I think. Right? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
So
they probably have, but it can't have been of that much, you know, strategic necessity if it didn't make the edit at all, you know.
It's delusional. Andy asked Kyle, so do you have an idol? They're just on the hammock, because, you know, Andy, he's loyal to the soil.
This hammock is really, everyone who's, like, just having a chiller strategy is, like, laying on the hammock.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is, it's very funny. Like, it's, like, a motif for how people are playing.
For me, it's, like, Andy, the bisexual, being, like, Straightman got a beer, a brewski, and are hanging on the hammock, right? Like, that's what we do. And then, meanwhile, he's in his confessional twirling his hair.
And he's, like, cosplaying there. He's like, I'm gonna be Kyle's buddy right now. That's what you gotta do, you know? Like, literally. Put on the mask put different parts of yourself out there for different people, so.
Yeah, he lost his Gabe. He lost his bro. I could be his bro.
His bra. Yeah, it's true. I said that. I was like, I can bro out if I need to. It's not my favorite activity, but I mean, whatever. You want to talk about sports? We'll talk about sports. Let's do it.
All right. And then from there, Kyle's like, nope, don't have anything. So basically, Andy goes to the five and he knows he has to change perception. And he's like, I'm going to lead this vote. And we actually haven't seen Andy fail at anything. So this was interesting. He's telling them, hey, this bisexual tries to do math.
Oh my gosh. I think he did the math correct if the chance was actually 50-50. But like, Kyle has a better than 50% chance of winning these immunity challenges, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Caroline wasn't going. She was like, that math.
Caroline, that was so funny, her confessional.
She's like, this math is real dumb.
Mathin'. Yeah.
So then Andy's smart. He's like, all right, I'm going to switch gears. Kyle ain't doing nothing around camp. Kyle's just sitting there. If he's not wearing a necklace, he's basically useless. Mm-hmm. Genevieve over here is trying to get Teeny to not vote out Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And also saying things to Rachel, and they seem to be considering it. But I think Caroline just was too much of a strong person.
It's hard. Like, I actually, like, I really, like, think Andy's idea is very sound. Kind of the same way I think even Genevieve's. Like, from their position in the game, like, I think Genevieve's idea is sound. I think Andy's idea is sound. But, like, there's such a fear of, like, Kyle going on some immunity tear. I don't know how. I don't know how to convince other people to not do that. It's going to be so hard. Like, people want to win immunity also. That's sort of thing. Like, people want to have that. And if you feel like you have no chance, like, mm-hmm. that kind of sucks.
Got to get your survivor bucket list
down. As people say often.
Exactly. So, basically, after this, we're left to, all right, who's it going to be between these two? We go to tribal. Sam and Kyle start things off by saying, we're such big threats. And it's like, chill.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, Kyle, like, I think he ultimately ended up in the right place where he's just like, am I even really a threat? Like, I have done nothing strategically, which is the play he's got to make. And I guess, like, you know, I think I was having this argument with somebody the other day. Like, if Kyle wins every immunity, does he just win Survivor? For me, I'm like, I don't know. Like, yes, that's very impressive, but like, if he's done nothing strategically, but like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know if that's as big of a problem as everybody's making it out to be sometimes.
I don't know, though. I mean, you can tell me better. You're from Survivor 45.
No, but.
And I would think most jurors also, and this is for every game, the meta part is just how you want your season to be remembered, and you get remembered by who that winner is.
Mm-hmm.
If that winner beats almost everyone else in single most wins for a season, because I think five is where we're at, and it's a long...
That would be cool. If they actually won every single one, that would be literally insane. I don't think that's ever going to be possible to be done.
Probably not. But if you do... Should you hand it to them?
I don't know. I was such a, like, a strategic vote juror. Like, I was like, you better show me why you were smarter than me, or why you did, you know? Like, that was what, and I like to see the, you know, the fun strategy moves. That's, like, my favorite part of Survivor, but I think, yes, if he actually won every single one, then maybe we got to give it to Kyle.
Maybe. And it will be a rare. I don't think everyone's going to be able to do that after
him. Yeah, I feel like they've been a lot of, like, balancing challenges, but I feel like they diverse, like, there's puzzles, there's physical things. Like, to be good at all of those things, not even good, but better than everybody else every time would be crazy.
But I think everything he's won has been physical.
Pretty much, yeah. The early merge challenges were very physical. I mean, they were, like, some of them were more like hold steady, but still ultimately physical, not mental.
It's like core. He got core, he got grip strength. Yeah. He probably
hold on. He probably would have been, like, better on the pole challenge than anybody if he got the chance.
Surprised we didn't get that this season, but, yeah. So, from there, basically Sue can't help but roll her eyes.
She's on brand, you know.
Very. And Genevieve starts talking. Andy starts playing with his hair. Like, the little feuds we got and the little tells. Like,
yes. Insane. You wonder if everybody else is picking up on it. It's funny.
Very funny. And Kyle, yeah, he's saying he's not rolling over and dying. Now, he says this could be a crowd-pleasing vote. If you keep me, what in the world is he talking about?
Yeah, that was interesting. I think maybe what he's trying to say is, like, it would be a more interesting episode of Survivor if I don't go because it looks obvious that I should go. That would be what I think he's trying to say. He's like, oh, we could be like an exciting, interesting vote here that shocks people, you know, like a big blindside on Genevieve, which honestly it wouldn't have even been that bitch of a blindside because I feel like she was sort of on pins and needles again. So I think that's what he was trying to say there.
Is that effective?
I don't know. I think he's in a horrible spot. Definitely Hail Mary, right? Like, I don't know what he can really do, but, like, we only really got to see him having one conversation at camp with Andy. Otherwise, like, I don't really know what he did pre-tribal to try to save himself, because, like, you would think he would have been leading the charge more like what Genevieve was doing, like, kind of being like, all right, I really got to go get two people from this other group to vote with me on this idea of, like, hey, everyone's going to bring Sue and Andy, like, we should get one of them out. You can get me out next round or next time I don't win, fine. But, like, if we're going to survive, all our chances are better. Like, he should have been pushing that maybe more than Genevieve, and then kind of Genevieve was doing it when he was more almost on the chopping block than her, I think.
Yep.
So
I don't know what he was doing. All I know is he shouldn't have gotten rid of Gabe.
I know. That was such a hard conundrum for him, because I feel like that 2-4, like, group was such a problem. But maybe if these threats had this conversation last week with Gabe,
look,
then they have a group plus Sue where they could maybe do that. Right, so yeah, hindsight 2020, like, Gabe definitely, like, a big threatening player, but
Kyle knew it then. He started having.
He said it. He was like, "I'm worried because Gabe's the only other threat." Yeah, he knew.
He knew. He should have gone to the very end with that man. You can win as many immunities. I don't know. And yeah, Gabe would have probably had more of a social, but he needed to keep him in there.
Yeah, I will say I was surprised. I mean, like, obviously, you know, the Tukus, I think Atuku had to go last week, but I was like, oh, Genevieve, like, just seems like she was just larger than life last week after the Saul vote, you know, out of freaking nowhere to the players. She just, like, emerged and, like, controlled everything, which is, like, the most scary thing you can do.
Yeah. Then that's when Caroline quotes Genevieve, a good player sees through the noise to see the news. Was that it?
That's what she said this episode, but I thought the quote was, like, slightly different.
Probably.
Originally. But it was, like, see through the noise to see whatever the truth was, basically. Which, I already said that, but I think that's a great observation.
True, true. So, I put down, I feel like these ladies know what's going to happen. Because, I don't know, Caroline and Genevieve gave each other a look. But I thought it was,
I think, like, if I was Genevieve and I heard that, now you kind of made me second guess, but when I was watching, I was like, oh, that probably made Genevieve feel a little better. That would be, like, a friggin' crazy thing to do from Caroline before she left. And, like, Caroline doesn't seem like someone who does crazy, risky, unnecessary things like that. Like, so that would make me feel better if I was Genevieve in that moment. I'm like, okay, I'm probably not going home. I do think that, like, maybe most people knew what was going to happen at this tribal council. There was, like, a slight possibility of, like, last week Genevieve was, like, crapping her pants. She was like, I'm going home. This week, I don't think the same level of nervousness was there for a reason.
Yeah. In the end, we have 4 votes for Kyle. Mm-hmm. 1 for Genevieve and 1 for Teenie. And
oh my god, who voted for Teenie?
Who voted for Teenie is such a good question.
I really wish I knew.
Because who would be so scared to vote?
It's got to be someone who's worried about Kyle playing an idol, I guess. Uh-huh. I'm trying to see if I can figure this out. It was Kyle.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, I guess, if anything, it would be a random person. Okay, sure.
I guess, like, the thought for Kyle was, what if Genevieve plays something?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe there's, like, and Genevieve was the target, and Genevieve gets all, and no one's vote. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone put one vote. If they split the votes on Kyle with Genevieve, and then Genevieve's safe, he might as well throw one on somebody else. But, yeah. That, to me, shows that Kyle knew that this plan of getting Genevieve was, like, absolutely,
yeah,
crap. So he knew he was toast more than I think we saw in the edit for him to do that.
Sure. Yeah. What did you think of Kyle's goodbye?
It's very Kyle, right? Very on brand, very, very choice. It's a lot of love.
Yeah.
Pretty much the exact opposite of my exit. But I think you get something like that when you have such, like, probably a pretty good idea that you're going to go. Like, you kind of had a little bit more acceptance of, like, this could be the end versus, like, it just being out of nowhere. So he wants to go out on a high. But, you know, I think this is how Kyle played the game. Like, he's, like, a really, like, honest, nice dude. And so that's just how he's going to go out. That's how he's going to be.
Can you imagine if a future castaway is, like, now Bandian once said, what the hell, guys?
I hope they do. I would love that. I do feel like, you know, we got a few salty exits this season, so hopefully I inspired the I didn't think I was salty. I was just shocked. But
it was absolute shock.
Yeah. I was just, and sad. Really, I was mostly sad. I don't know how, but, like, I do like that. That is part of my legacy, is hopefully people now feel more comfortable to live their truth in that final moment, which I think Kyle still did here. Like, this is how it is. But, you know, we had Annika, we had a couple people this season, like, really genuinely upset, which, you know, I'm like, you should be sad to lose Survivor.
I do think your quote is so much easier than freaking what Caroline held on to.
That's true. It's a little more memorable. I don't remember saying it at all.
I know. But I saw that when I looked it up. Yeah. So, usually on this podcast, we have a beautiful black moment of the episode, but all the black people are gone. yeah. So, it could
Wait,
also...
Wait, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, my God.
But I have been doing my black joy from watching the episode. Honestly, I'll just give it to Gabe, who's on the jury and was like, Kyle's a hero for how he was going out. Sierra was very proud of him and was just like, a gentleman.
I like that Gabe had the bandana. Like, he was still doing Survivor wear on the jury. Like, very funny.
After he saw Saul last week.
I know. Big shoes to fill there. Yeah.
He was like, let me get my own stuff together. And then Saul brings out the vest today, but with a long sleeve underneath.
And
Saul,
the very bright yellow pants.
Saul, we need a pullback.
It's going to be great, though. We're going to have, like, every week new Saul looks that we can rank. That can be, maybe if, unfortunately, you can't celebrate the black moment of the episode, you can celebrate Saul's iconic jury outfit. And maybe Gabe, that's where we can get it. Gabe can come in with Saul and serve. The jury is serving, you know, so we're happy for them there. Oh, my God.
What is our chaotic bi moment of the episode?
I feel like Andy is, like, chaotic by every episode.
He is. He's gotten it every episode except last week when I gave it to Teenie.
Okay, that's true. The burning of the fire bag had to be pretty chaotic. No, what's Andy that? Wasn't that chaotic. Maybe like Andy's probability moment that just like unfortunately didn't work out.
Loved that. Yes.
Him giving like such a math lecture to everyone, being like,
for sure.
It was like crickets. You could see their eyes like, is this right? Am I about to do math right now? Like,
I will say Andy didn't. We couldn't get a good Andy moment during the challenge. It was too focused.
I know, honestly, first time in a while for Andy not having an interesting slow-mo shot.
Yeah, I think his chaotic bi moment this episode will be his confessional, where he's talking about, I'm the closest to everyone here. I don't know if that's true, but I think it's pretty probable.
That's funny. Yes, that's better. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, that is it. Is there anything else you wanted to say about this episode?
You know, I think, you know, honestly, unfortunately, it's a little bit of a straightforward vote, but I'm looking forward to next week. I feel like this is where it's going to get real crazy. I think there's a lot of people being like, oh, these people have better winner. I think, yeah, obviously, you got to look at Caroline and Rachel and maybe even Genevieve if she can get there. Andy has a huge edit, but I think if you're just looking at it like baseline, like this is almost anyone's game, which is crazy. Like, you don't really see that very often at this point of Survivor.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Genevieve has to win, right? For any shot.
Or she has to do something literally miraculous. I don't know. But it's sometimes you have a well-timed immunity win. Like, if she wins next week, like, just to give herself a little more footing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's enough. You never know. But that would be hard for Genevieve to go all the way. I think she's, like, she's more threatening than Sam, for sure.
Is there anyone you're specifically rooting for at this point?
You know what? Not fully. You know, like, I think that's one of the things I'm missing a little bit. But, I was definitely rooting for Rachel a lot because I think she's really smart. The amount of advantages makes me a little like, I'm still rooting for her because I think she's, like, a really smart player. I'm looking forward to Caroline's come up, too. I like her, like, kind of rise from the ashes moment here. With like what she said like at the beginning of the episode. And then I really love Teenie. I think something so endearing about Teenie that's like just like you can't really put in words, but I do want to see Teenie. I love Genevieve too, but I would like to see if Teenie could get some revenge on Genevieve. Mm-hmm. That could be very juicy, you know. And I think Genevieve would take it well ultimately.
I think Teenie needs to get blood on their hands before mm-hmm. the finale. In like a major way. I think everyone obviously loves Teenie, but it's still gonna be like, Teenie, what did you do? That wasn't like pre-merge, because pre-merge, Teenie would have won.
Literally, I know, for sure. I think that there's like, you know, there's really a few people who like maybe not quite Marianne. Marianne did a little bit more, but like you had someone like Marianne really emerge super controlling at the really right now at this like 7-6 point. So if you have like enough momentum going into Final Tribal, these next two could be the two episodes could be really critical for whoever wins the game, because at this point no one has really like a lot of people have gone like Kyle vote, okay, Gabe vote, it's kind of like consensus-y, so mm-hmm. who gets credit for something really impactful mm-hmm. is gonna move the needle, I think, on the winner.
Yeah, I think Caroline and Rachel,
mm-hmm. they're my top two candidates right now, but you never know. You never know.
Never know.
Maybe Sam, too.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Of course. Well, thanks for asking. I'm very honored.
Oh, where can people follow you? What are you up to?
So my Instagram is Kelly Nalbandian, just like how it's spelled. I'm on Blue Sky now. It's Kelly Now because my name is so long. And then, you know, I'm just like working my normal nurse job. I just got a new job as an NP, so I'm going to be starting that in a couple weeks. And you can add me on Cameo. I got a Black Friday sale going on right now.
Yeah,
I'll be around.
Get on that Cameo. It's holiday season, and I know you have Survivor fan friends. So
love that.
Get on it. And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. Guys, please follow Black by Reality across all socials. Right now we're continuing our Survivor recaps, but it's getting colder in the season, and in January, the Traitors.
Love the Traitors. Can't wait.
And we will be back with more recaps for that. So, for now, thank you for watching and or listening, and stay visible. Feel visible today. Bye.